Stay tuned for the Nightfly. It's time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with the Nightfly. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. On this edition of the Nightfly, we're celebrating Poetry Month. We'll hear poems read by their authors, poetry set to music, and a little bit of hip-hop and rap, which I think of as poetry with a beat. We're gonna start out with Blackalicious, Ego Tripping by Nikki Giovanni.
I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built Newark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intone my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would save. I sow diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across three continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal, I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
For my people everywhere, singing their slave songs repeatedly, their dirges and their ditties and their blues and jubilees, praying their prayers nightly to an unknown god, bending their knees humbly to an unseen power. For my people, lending their strength to the years, to the gone years and the now years and the maybe years. Washing, ironing, cooking, scrubbing, sewing, mending, hoeing, plowing, digging, planting, pruning, patching, dragging along, never gaining, never reaping, never knowing, and never understanding. For my playmates in the clay and dust and sand of Alabama backyards, playing baptizing and preaching and doctor and jail and soldier and school and mama and cooking and playhouse and concert and store and hair and Miss Chumbi and company. For the cramped, bewildered years we went to school to learn to know the reasons why and the answers to and the people who and the places where and the days when. In memory of the bitter hours when we discovered we were black and poor and small and different and nobody cared and nobody wondered and nobody understood. For the boys and girls who grew in spite of these things to be man and woman, to laugh and dance and sing and play and drink their wine and religion and success, to marry their playmates and bear children and then die of consumption and anemia and lynching. For my people thronging 47th Street in Chicago and Lenox Avenue in New York and Rampart Street in New Orleans, lost, disinherited, dispossessed, unhappy people filling the cabarets and taverns and other people's pockets, needing bread and shoes and milk and land and money and something, something all our own. For my people walking blindly, spreading joy, losing time being lazy, sleeping when hungry, shouting when burdened, drinking when hopeless, tied and shackled and tangled among ourselves by the unseen creatures who tower over us omnisciently and laugh. For my people blundering and groping and floundering in the dark of churches and schools and clubs and societies, associations and councils and committees and conventions, distressed and disturbed and deceived and devoured by money-hungry, glory-craving leeches, preyed on by facile force of state and fad and novelty, by false prophet and holy believer. For my people standing staring, trying to fashion a better way from confusion, from hypocrisy and misunderstanding, trying to fashion a world that will hold all the people, all the faces, all the Adams and Eves, and their countless generations. Let a new earth rise. Let another world be born. Let a bloody peace be written in the sky. Let a second generation full of courage issue forth. Let a people loving freedom come to growth. Let a beauty full of healing and the strength of final clenching be the pulsing in our spirits and our blood. Let the martial songs be written. Let the dirges disappear. Let a race of men now rise and take control.
offered their lives to give. Dared to rebel rather than serve, to die so that we might live.
Blessed old struggle,
precious worse than the grave. Better to die for a noble cause than to live and die a slave. Blessed those who took up arms and dared to face our foes. Nat Turner, Reese, Gabriel, Chin, to mention a few names.
Last Poets, who, according to many, laid the groundwork for hip-hop. The Last Poets with Bernard Purdy, Blessed Are Those Who Struggle. We heard Margaret Walker. She was an African-American poet from Chicago for my people. Behind her, we heard Reuben Wilson, Inner City Blues. And we opened that set with Blackalicious, bringing us Ego Tripping by Nikki Giovanni. Nikki Giovanni, a very influential Black Arts Movement poet. She's still writing and she's still teaching at Virginia Tech. And of course, our theme music is Joan Armatrading, Back to the Night. You're listening to The Nightfly with your host, Sanguine Fromage. If you'd like to get in touch, if you'd like more information about what you're hearing, please drop me a line at nightfly.weru@gmail.com. Up next, we're going to hear from Dudley Randall, a poet and publisher from Detroit. He founded the Broadside Press, which published works by African-American authors. His poem, The Ballad of Birmingham, about the 1963 bombing at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, which killed four young girls. Here, set to music and performed by Jerry Moore.
Mother. downtown instead of out to play, and march the streets of Birmingham in a freedom march today. No, baby, no, you may not go, for the dogs are fierce and wild, and clubs and hoses, guns and jails aren't good for a little child. But mother, I won't be alone. Other children will go with me and march the streets of Birmingham to make our people free. No, baby, I fear the guns will fire, but you may go to church instead and sing in the children's choir. Combed and brushed her night dark hair and bathed rose petals sweet and drawn white gloves on small brown hands, white shoes on her. Her mother smiled to know her child was in that sacred place, but that smile was the last smile to come to her face. For when she heard the explosion, her eyes grew wet and wild. She raced through the streets of Birmingham, yelling for her child. She dug in bits of glass and brick, then pulled out a shoe. Oh, here's the shoe my baby wore, but a baby, where are you?
If we must die, let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious pot, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed in vain. Then even the monsters we defy shall be constrained to honor us though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet the common foe. Though far outnumbered, let us show us brave, and for the 1,000 blows, deal 1 death blow. What though before us lies the open grave? Like men, we'll face the murderers, cowardly pack, pressed to the wall, dying but fighting back.
John McCain with honor, first black president, Barack Obama. Come on.
Freedom.
Arrested Development, with a history lesson in rhyme, freedom. We heard Harlem Renaissance poet Claude McKay, If We Must Die, and behind him Yusef Lateef with Russell and Elliot from Yusef Lateef's Detroit. And we opened up with a musical version of Dudley Randall's Ballad of Birmingham, brought to us by Jerry Moore. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage. I'm here bringing you funk, soul, jazz, and poetry, and hip-hop, here on The Nightfly. Next, we'll hear a poem set to music, the author Abel Meeropol. He and his wife took in the children of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg after they were executed. He was a poet, writer, teacher, and songwriter. This is his best-known work, made famous by Billie Holiday. We'll hear Cassandra Wilson performing it now, Strange Fruit.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Luck. gather for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop.
What is Africa to me? Copper sun or scarlet sea? Jungle star or jungle tract? Strong bronze men or regal black women from whose loins I sprang when the birds of Eden sang? 1 3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved, spicy groves, cinnamon trees, what is Africa to me? So I lie, who all day long want no sound except the song sung by wild barbaric birds, goading massive jungle herds, juggernauts of flesh that pass, trampling tall defiant grass, where young forest lovers lie, plighting troth beneath the sky. So I lie, who always hear, though I cram against my ear both my thumbs and keep them there, great drums throbbing through the air. So I lie, whose fount of pride, dear distress and joy allied, is my somber flesh and skin, with the dark blood dammed within, like great pulsing tides of wine, that I fear must burst the fine channels of the chafing net, where they surge and foam and fret. Africa, a book one thumbs listlessly till slumber comes. Unremembered are her bats circling through the night, her cats crouching in the river reeds, stalking gentle flesh that feeds by the river brink. No more does the bugle-throated roar cry that monarch claws have leapt from the scabbards where they slept. Silver snakes that once a year doff the lovely coat you wear, seek no covert in your fear lest a mortal eye should see. What's your nakedness to me? Here no leprous flowers rear fierce corollas in the air. Here no body sleek and wet, dripping mingled rain and sweat, tread the savage measures of jungle boys and girls in love. What is last year's snow to me? Last year's anything. The tree budding yearly must forget how its past arose or set. Bough and blossom, flower, fruit, even what shy bird with mute wonder at her travail there, meekly labored in its hair. 1 3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved, spicy groves, cinnamon tree, what is Africa to me?
Thank you. thus she has lain, black through the years. Over the white seas, rhyme white and cold, brigands, ungentle, icicle bold, took her young daughters, sold her strong sons, churched her with Jesus, led her with guns. Thus she has lain. Now she is rising. Remember her pain. Remember the losses, her screams loud and vain. Remember her riches, her history slain. Now she is striding, although she had lain. Rising. Remember her pain. Remember the losses, her screams loud and vain. Remember her riches, her history slain. Now she is striding, although she had lain.
The late, the great Maya Angelou, actress, author, poet, singer, and dancer. She brought us Africa. Counte Kullen, another Harlem Renaissance poet, brought us Heritage, and behind him we heard Miles Davis, Once Upon a Summertime. And we opened the set with Cassandra Wilson performing Strange Fruit. I am Sanguine Fromage, here on the Poetry Month special edition of The Nightfly. James Weldon Johnson was a leader of the Harlem Renaissance movement, which flowered in the 20s and included many of the poets that you're hearing on this edition of The Nightfly. Well, James Weldon Johnson wrote a poem which was later set to music by his brother John. It's become known as the Black National Anthem. We'll hear Kim Weston sing it now. Lift every voice and sing.
Lift every voice. the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought.
I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, "Eat in the kitchen then." Besides, they'll see how beautiful we are and be ashamed. I too am America.
Thank you. copper, built on black labor. The black was not doing it out of love. He was doing it under the whip, the threat of the gun, and the even more desperate and subtle threat of the Bible. So much to me as the streets of Detroit, and in both cities, precisely the same war is being waged. They have always known. They have always known. They have always known.
Peabody and Sherman, they've always known, from the James Baldwin EP. James Baldwin was a novelist, an essayist, and a poet. This was not originally a poem. These words were taken from a conversation between James Baldwin and Dick Gregory, recorded in London in 1968. And Peabody and Sherman put a beat behind it and turned it into poetry. Langston Hughes, another leader of the Harlem Renaissance, with I Too. We heard Eddie Harris' 1974 blues behind him. And we opened up with Kim Weston, the black national anthem written by James Weldon Johnson, the poet. Lift every voice and sing. I am Sanguine Fromage, so glad you're joining me as we celebrate poetry on the Nightfly. We'll hear from one of the founding fathers of hip-hop. He was a jazz and soul musician and spoken word performer, Gil Scott Heron. Here's one of his classic tracks, Whitey on the Moon.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, 'cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, 'cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
This time, Langston Hughes left us, and he told me to make sure that I sang this song everywhere I went. would, 'cause he wasn't gonna be here to say it anymore, my good friend. So Mr. Backlash, Backlash, who do you think I am? You raise my taxes and freeze my wages, send my son to Vietnam. You give me second class houses, second class schools. Do you think that all colored people are just second class fools? Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am. Try to find a job to earn a little cash. All you got to offer is your mean old white backlash. But the world is big, big and bright and round, and it's full of other folks like me who are black, yellow, beige, and brown. Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am.
I want to say, just got to say something about those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful black men with out-of-sight afros. Walking down the street is the same old danger, but a brand new pleasure. Sitting on stoops in bars, going to offices, running numbers, watching for their whores, preaching in churches, driving their hogs, walking their dogs, winking at me in their fire red, lime green, burnt orange, royal blue, tight, tight pants that hug what I like to hug. Jerry Butler, Wilson Pickett, The Impressions, Temptations, Mighty, Mighty Sly. Don't have to do anything but walk on stage and I scream and stamp and shout. See new breed men in breedalls, dashiki suits with shirts that match the lining, that complement the ties, that smile at the sandals where dirty toes peek up at me. And I scream and stamp and shout for more, more beautiful, beautiful, beautiful black men with out-of-sight afros.
We heard once again from Nikki Giovanni, Beautiful Black Men. The Harlem Underground Band behind her with an instrumental version of Fed Up. We heard Nina Simone bringing us Backlash Blues, which was written by Langston Hughes. And we opened up with proto-rap pioneer Gil Scott-Heron, Whitey on the Moon. Thank you so much for joining me for poetry here on The Nightfly. The Nightfly is produced at Community Radio WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine.